the Canadians, we have an unborn vision pushing along the bloodstream. We can't say what it is. It's unshaped, and we only curse a little when it boils along, spoiling to get out. An old-timer says, I remember 23, moved up to the Forks then, built a little farm. As though that were profound, or there were salmon in that river thick as berries in spring. And another talks about the depression, the prairie dust swirling over the hood of his Chevrolet. Or a vet of the First War tells how the Canadians got so fed up with the mud of Passchendaele, they went up to Amiens and gave Hindenburg his dark day. Usually, though, it's the place. I don't know, we built and labored along, and there was no rain. And far away stood the ramparts of the Rockies. You can see them on a clear day, even on a moonlit night, far out under wild wings. There stand in all men's minds these significant things. The forest parting before the river, the smell of cedar at dawn, the sweat, the flies and the gasping. Lake Ontario in autumn blowing its waves into the St. Lawrence. The leaves in flame, and the grim rock of Huron. Strange and alone, the North's lunar landscape, like a dream without any names.